Gentlemen, Bo Horvat, big news. We've been waiting for this all week. We've been talking about this. So it's done.
The deal is done. It's a six-year deal, $33 million, a $5.5 million cap hit, which is what exactly we expected. And let's talk a little more about that and bring in our man in the news.
Ian McIntyre from Sportsnet.ca, senior writer. Ian, this seems to be a fit for both sides here.
Yeah, I think it is. James, it's a lot of money, obviously, for a guy who just has crested, 20 goals in the NHL. But it's interesting because Bo Horvat always believed that he was going to break through this offensive ceiling that, frankly, was pretty low, that people figured he had, and most people, the majority figured he had when he was drafted. And he always believed he would do more, and now the Canucks essentially are sharing that belief because they're paying him not only for what he did last season, but the belief that he can do better yet. So it's a lot of money for him, but he's obviously going to be a cornerstone player for this franchise. We've all seen that in him, his leadership ability, his professionalism at a remarkably young age, and they're going to use Bo Horvat as a building block for the next 6 years.
We heard during these negotiations about every scheme and every total and every year that you can imagine. Early on, there was talk of a bridge deal, but I think everyone thought that the long-term deal was probably the best for both sides. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's what both have been pursuing. But the negotiations, literally, they've been going on in some form since the middle of last season. I think it was Bo Horvat's side that really wanted to wait and see how the season played out. And, of course, he was having a great year. So it was a good business decision for them not to rush a deal in the middle of last season. Both sides have been chasing this, but it's not a straight path. And sometimes you go around a bend and you think, okay, you're not going to get to that destination of a long-term deal. And then you look at other options, but this is something the Canucks have wanted. I think it's a workable number for them. 5.5, it's an awful lot of money, but today's NHL, if Bo Horvat is going to maintain the player that he is and become even more of a leader as time goes on, it's money well spent. And if he does find another level offensively, if he becomes a 25-goal, 60-point guy, then he's going to seem like a bargain.
Ian, where does this rank now as far as the Canucks organization is concerned and their rebuild and moving forward with this crop of players they have now and these young prospects that are coming up? Where does this put the organization now?
Well, it doesn't really change where the organization is. It gives them obviously some certainty. And, there's so many aspects to building a team. And as we all know, and as we've seen the Canucks struggle to do, you have to have the prospects first and foremost. You have to have the young players. Well, Bo Horvat was the best young player left to him or left to this regime by the Mike Gillis regime.
Right.
And they developed. This regime was able to develop Bo Horvat, identify or at least confirm, yes, this guy is going to be one of our cornerstone players, and now they have secured him. Now they hope to be able to do that four or five more times in the next few years. I'm not sure that they can afford four or five more guys at 5.5, but actually they can, once
the Sedins,
come off the books. So this is one guy now that draft, develop, sign, done. Now they need a few more of those guys. And they have potential to have a few more of those guys, but nobody is at the stage that Bo Horvat is now. Granlund and Berchi, if they have really good seasons, then they'll be getting paid to be key players for years for this team. But we're going to have to wait for some of the others, the Brock Bessers, Elias Pettersson, Olli Juolevi, Jake Virtanen still has a chance to be a very important player for this team. So Bo Horvat is one, and they hope there'll be a bunch more to follow.
Ian McIntyre from Sportsnet.ca joining us here on the line on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. So, Ian, I guess at the root of it, how important is this deal to be done for the organization?
I think it's, you know, it's a critical deal. They had to get Bo Horvat signed. You can't start a season and not have him. The fact that it's a 6-year, $5.5 million, it's pretty much best case scenario for them. So it was very important and allows them now to move forward. It also establishes another parameter within their payroll. You know, Bo Horvat now, for all this next wave of young guys, and I've mentioned some of them who come up now, that's $5.5 million. That's kind of a barometer now. Are they better than that? Are they not quite the same? Or is that going to be kind of a defining salary for this group of players? Who knows? But it does give the Canucks some obviously cost certainty for the next 6 years. They have to be careful for how they spend their money, because if they're going to be as successful as they hope at developing these players, it's not just, you know, one or two or three guys who could be in this position. It could be five guys, six guys, seven guys. So they have to be careful how they spend their money. But they know that Bo Horvat is going to be a key part of their team, and he's the most developed of these players, or
for
the
sure.
most ready to have this step. So it's a good deal.